let's do a thing.
Let's do a thing? Let's do a thing. Woo!
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. The Caps, they are getting closer and closer to the postseason. Lots of work still going on. They've had a couple good games, a couple bad calls. Discussing it all with me, Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
That call last night.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
To see what their excuse was for why they made that call, and they're like, oh, I was like, what? He didn't have the – what? Yeah, he had the puck. That was bad call, NHL. They're saying, and as I understand it correctly, the NHL basically came out and said, well, it's not offsides even though the one player was still in the offensive zone before the puck entered because the player that brought the puck in didn't have possession of the puck. Bull. Dude had the puck. That was offsides. Shame on you, NHL.
All right, so full disclosure,
covering
everybody. We are recording this before the Caps Avalanche game because
yeah, could you believe what happened in that game yesterday? Ridiculous.
It is a 10 o'clock start, and we usually record on Wednesdays, and we're now waiting until about 2 a.m. to start recording. So we are recording.
No, because I will be sleeping.
Yes, I am probably going to fall asleep at about 10:15, right as puck drop happens. But let's talk about it. So the Caps went to Minnesota, and they had a great game. Capitals dominated pretty much the entire game until the last 5 minutes. And then towards the end, Minnesota comes back, gets a goal, ties it up, and then it goes to review. And the referees decide, yes, it is a good goal. However, it was very evident that the there was a player offsides and somebody played the puck while not in the zone. Very much looked like offsides to everyone that is a Caps fan. The NHL
looked like offsides to everyone that has eyeballs.
That's true, except for the NHL, who came out and said, well,
it's because they have no balls.
The player didn't have possession of the puck. His stick wasn't touching the puck. Henceforth, then it is not offsides.
False. He had the puck.
I agree with you. I think the NHL is trying
full
to keep things interesting, and they told the referees to let this be a goal, let it go to overtime, because Minnesota needs an extra point. They got to keep things interesting towards the end of the season, and they need the ratings.
Screw. I don't know if I go so far as the conspiracy theories that you may have, but I just think they botched it.
I watch wrestling. There's always a conspiracy theory.
I was actually going to make a wrestling comment. And say, if this was a wrestling event, I'm sure you know what the chant would be after making that kind of call.
Absolutely. I think there would be a lot of suckets. There'd be a lot.
I would say it starts with bull, and we know where it ends.
Well, that would be a football game in Baltimore. That's who would cheer that, which they have done before with bad refereeing a couple years ago with a Justin Tucker field goal being saying it was a timeout or something against the Patriots when it wasn't. But so let's talk about that. So you obviously are saying that it was offside. I'm obviously saying it was offside.
He had a lack of being onside.
Yeah, I mean, every way you look at it, this should have been an offside call, but the referees allowed it. But let's talk about what happened after that, because I love the fact that the Caps came out, they were pissed. And they're like, look, we want to go home. This game has sucked. We've dominated this entire game. We don't want to be here anymore. Let's go home, and we're going to shut this down. They Negan'd it, and within, like, what, a minute, 2 minutes, Marcus Johansson comes out, gets a goal. He looked great.
They Negan'd it.
Negan'd it. That's it.
Well played. Yeah, it was nice. I mean, there was definitely a couple of little moments after they tied it up where you were like, you know, are they going to blow this one? But they're able to pull it out. And it was nice that they were able to come out and actually get the additional point. Yes, everybody got the gimme point for getting into overtime, but they were able to come out and get that second one, which is always important considering they have such a tight battle right now.
Mm-hmm.
For first place in the Metropolitan, we were talking about how you don't want to be in second or third because then you're going up either against Columbus or the Penguins,
right?
And you don't want that in that first round because if you get past one of those teams, you have been beat
you'll be
up.
Tired.
Yeah, well, you'll be a little tired. No, you'll be beat up because that's going to be a very tough battle to get. It's going to be tough to get out of the Metropolitan. I mean, it doesn't matter. You're in the playoffs, so it's always going to be tough, but that's going to be even more ridiculous. And that's almost like a conference final with the teams that are going to be potentially playing in that one. So they need every point they can get, and they're able to come out and be able to get a nice play in overtime where Oshie just, again, this dude, he's getting more and more expensive.
That's right. He's getting more expensive. We won't be able to afford him, but Oshie.
It's going to happen. Shut up.
Brian. It was an Oshie goal, wasn't it? Marcus Johansson, he was an assist guy, wasn't he?
Johansson set him up, Oshie.
That's right.
Roofed it after Ovechkin's, what was it, 5-4? 3 from Ovechkin. He got a hat trick, and then Oshie with 2.
Yeah, Oshie got the first goal, and then Ovi came up with the hat trick. And
Oshie passed him in the goal scoring race for the team, and Ovechkin was like, "Excuse me, sir. I think not."
Ooh, I like it. I like it. I think this was I think they said during the game, I think it was Locker who said that Ovi loves to score against the Minnesota goalie. He's got like more goals against him than
against
anyone else
Devin
in the league.
Dubstep,
yeah.
I don't know why.
He loves that Russian rap music, man.
I don't know what it is about Devin Dubnik. His name sounds like Dubstep. So I said it.
But Ovi,
yeah,
Ovi,
I remember him saying that. Yeah. How he scored, you know, like 8 million goals against the dude.
Yeah, and again, 3 points last night for 3 goals, I should say, last night for the Ovechkin of Minnesota. So that was great to see. So you were bringing up the playoff race. Let's talk a little bit about that. The Capitals, they're sitting at 108 points. Columbus is sitting at 105. Pittsburgh is at 103. So the Capitals, they have a little bit of a cushion. But towards the end of the year, they do have a couple hard games coming up. Like, the Colorado game shouldn't be that taxing on the Caps. It's still a game, still the NHL, but they've won 20 games.
Can you believe what happened?
Hopefully, the Caps
Walk
don't go in there.
Reveal he's still playing goalie for the Avalanche. It was crazy.
Hopefully, the Caps don't go in with the same mindset and just think that they're just going to roll over them. Hopefully, they go in and play a good game. Then they have the Coyotes. But then it gets very interesting in the last week of this of this season. Columbus, Toronto, New York, Boston, Florida after that. But that stretch right there of that 4 weeks.
Well, where are the Panthers, man?
I mean, they're still in contention. They could get in if they trail Boston by 9 points. But anyway, these 4 games could be very, very important because you got Columbus and Toronto, New York and Boston all in the hunt for a playoff spot. So these are not going to be easy rollover games, to say the least.
No. I mean, they should already be in playoff mode and trying to win every game that they possibly can because they need every single point that they can possibly get because the other teams are also winning. So the only way to stay on top of them is to continually get as many points as you can. It's pretty obvious.
It's pretty obvious, yes.
Come on, you gotta pay attention. So really, I think that Trotz and his coaching staff are doing a good job in terms of keeping these guys pressure on them and keep the energy level up and making sure that they're playing as best they can going forward. And this is definitely better than we saw in the past where they would sort of coast into the playoffs because they clinched, you know, in late November. And then they'd just be kind of hanging out. And the playoffs come around and be like, all right, guys, ready to go. Oh, we got beat.
Right.
Because their teams were just had more energy than they did.
Now, there were a couple guys in this Minnesota game that were kind of coasting through. The defense for the Capitals looked a little lethargic. Lars Eller didn't have the greatest game. I think he posted negative 4 points. Those are numbers you don't want to see going towards the playoffs. So what do you do to kind of have – if you're kind of going through a resurgence from the offense, but then you're also kind of going through a slump with your defense, how do you kind of turn that around?
You pull them aside, smack them around.
And this is, you know, with Mr. Shattenkirk, Mr. Big Time Trade I mean, should we really
He's doing fine.
I know, but like, should the defense be lethargic with Orpik and Shattenkirk and Carlson? I mean, this is a very good defense on paper.
No, it is a very good defense on paper, but like you're saying, you know, we have some higher expectations. But it's also Shattenkirk is still learning the system, and we saw that with Eller earlier this season, where it takes a while to truly understand.
But Lars Eller himself is going through a little bit of a slump. I mean, he's not doing the greatest.
Players have slumps.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not like a huge goal scoring guy. He's not like the one that's going to come out and score you a million points. But he's played solid on the PK, and we saw last night the PK did very well after people were taking stupid penalties. And it was funny because I can't remember if it was that game or the game before where I think it was Lachlan was talking about how the Caps have been really good and haven't taken a lot of dumb penalties lately. And literally like 30 seconds later, someone took a penalty and I was like, really? Like, come on. How are you going to jinx them like that? What are you doing? So I thought that was pretty funny.
You know, just real quick, I'm looking at the matchups right now on ESPN, and it's so funny to see the fact that there are five teams in the hunt in the East, and there's one team in the West in the hunt, and that's Los Angeles, and they're trailing by 11 points. So,
wait, LA is wow.
Yeah, LA is in the hunt, but trailing St. Louis by 11 points. So it's very interesting to see that in the hunt, at the top is Tampa Bay by 3 points, Florida by 9 points. They're all still in the hunt, but there's only one team in the West, and that's LA trailing by 11 points to get into the playoffs.
It's an interesting year, man. Think about this. We got a whole bunch of Canadian teams that are in it.
Lots. It's a very Canadian very,
would have seen that coming.
Very Canadian playoffs here. So going back and forth between Canada and America, that's going to be might be a little difficult for some guys, but we'll see what happens down the road. So right now, the Capitals are up against Boston in the first round.
Uh-oh.
We've seen what they do. You know, I think it went to Game 7. It was Mike Knubel as the big hero of the series.
It's a number of years ago now, though. This is a different Boston team who got
very different
guys like Marchand that are playing much better, but you got a much slower Zdeno Chara, and you got a guy in Tuukka Rask who's playing very well. And they have a – it would be an interesting matchup writing-wise, as head coach of the Boston Bruins is currently Bruce Cassidy, former dum-dum head coach of the Washington Capitals, who came to his first meeting with his new player. He's a dum-dum. His first meeting with the players, he wrote all of his notes on a napkin. So that shows that you're dumb.
Wow.
He is king of the dum-dums.
King of the dum-dums.
King of the dum-dums.
So since we talked last, besides the Minnesota game, which is fresh in our minds, the Caps beat up on the Arizona Coyotes 4-1 and went to a shootout with Columbus 2-1. And, of course, like I said, ended in a shootout. That was a very good game as well. That was definitely a playoff type of game up against Columbus. And maybe it's something we'll see in the second round. Who knows? But I'm interested to see after, you know.
One thing at a time, Brandon. One thing at a time.
Right. I'm interested to see 2-1 for this game. And since we see them again on April 2nd, how they will react for that game. Because like we've been saying this whole show, it's all about points right now. And it's who's going to be on top of who. And, you know, I was a little worried because it went to overtime and there was that freebie point to both teams. And I was like, man, I think.
Yeah, that was annoying.
I think that extra point might come back and haunt the Caps at the end of the season.
I mean, it's always a possibility when you see things like that, but they're currently 3 points up on Columbus. They've got 5 on the Penguins. With how many games do they have left? 7 games. Caps have 7 games. So there's still a chance. Really, they just have to match them the rest of the way and they'll be fine.
And we'll see what happens. But Caps are looking good. They're kind of spiking. This is the best that they've looked since the break. I like what I've been seeing, and they seem to be ready for the playoffs. I really don't have anything to complain about except for the defense looking a little lethargic against Minnesota. But right now they seem to be spiking at the right time.
Well, it seemed like their face off. I had to go back and look at the stats, but I felt like every time I looked up at the TV, someone on the Caps was losing a faceoff. And maybe just Minnesota's just really good at faceoffs.
So everyone but Jay Beagle, or was Jay Beagle?
No, Beagle was losing too.
Oh, man. Okay. That's scary.
So I felt like they're face-offs. But Minnesota has some very good centermen, and maybe that was just one of those games.
Should we talk about the Tom Wilson fight?
Maybe don't punch the ice, dum-dum. He's a prince of the dum-dums after that one.
Happy birthday, Tom Wilson, by the way. And so what?
Awkward.
And originally he got called for a high sticking, and it didn't look like it was his fault. It looks like he did not mean to.
He's dumb. It doesn't matter. The NHL rule states that you have to be in control of your stick at all times. He was not, and he got a stupid 4-minute penalty for it.
And then he got into a fight. It looks like somebody, I forget who he was up against, but it was a high stick to Wilson's face that busted him open before the fight even started. And then they kind of throw a couple punches, they land on the ice, and then
Wilson goes to throw another one.
He gets some cheapies on the ice, though. The both guys are on the ice on their backs, and the Wild player is punching Wilson in the face a couple times.
Well, the thing is, like, if it was the other way around and Wilson played for Minnesota and he had high-sticked Oshie,
yeah,
we would be pretty pissed.
Yeah, we would.
And so, you know, you go out there, and I don't really have any problems with what the Minnesota player did. He was mad that Wilson went and hurt their best player or one of their best players. And a situation where Wilson really just had to be better control of his stick, and because he wasn't, that's why he had to, what, answer the call or the bell or whatever it may be and get punched in the face a bunch of times. But the fact is, once you're down to the ice, I don't think throwing your fist when you tend to use your hand pretty often in the world of hockey, throwing that at a gentleman's face is a great plan, because if you miss, you're punching the ice, you dum-dum. I like calling people dum-dums, apparently.
Yeah, you're really into dum-dum this week.
Tonight everyone's a dum-dum.
Anything else?
That was bad. I mean, you have to say, it's, what is it? It reminds me of like half of a story. I'm trying to think of what it was, but where like your main income or your job is to play ice hockey. So if you get hurt because you're trying to stick up for yourself after you were not in control of your stick and injured someone else and hit them in the eye with your stick.
Uh-huh.
Then he got hit by Beagle, sort of. They kind of ran into each other. It wasn't like Beagle's fault. You need to take better care of yourself when you're doing something as, you know, potentially stupid as fighting, so that when you fall to the ice, you're not swinging your hand at a block of frozen water. Excuse me, especially when it comes down to. So, it was not a smart play by Wilson to have been swinging at him. Once you're down, it's over. You're done. All right? He did what you would, same thing you would do in terms of going after you after the fight, and it's over. So it was not smart by Wilson. Thankfully, it wasn't hurt too bad, because that's a situation where you could very easily have broken your hand.
Yeah, and we don't want injuries. That's the biggest thing. Besides points and staying on top of the Metro, we want zero injuries going into the playoffs.
Healthy players. Healthy players are good.
Yes, that's a very good thing. So anything else we should cover in Caps World?
Well, that win over Arizona we mentioned before set a new franchise record in home wins with 31. Which is pretty impressive, considering you play, 41 games at home? So that's not bad.
And there's two left.
There's two left, so they have a chance to push that record even higher.
Look at that.
Who are those games against, Brandon? I don't know.
It is April 5th against the Rangers.
The Rangers!
And then April 9th against the Panthers.
Lame.
The Flo Rida Panthers.
Flo Rida. I didn't even know that for the longest time.
It's all right.
But I also don't listen to that particular type of music.
You mean crappy?
No, Brandon, I don't mean crappy. I mean, it's just not my particular type of music. And so, like, someone could be playing one of his songs and I wouldn't know. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just not my style.
I just know him as the guy who does WrestleMania themes every year. That generic party music that they can just make a montage to.
There's like, yeah, it's easy.
He also did an entire song standing next to a Tron motorcycle once. Didn't get on it or in it or anything, just stood next to it. It was weird.
Wait, like the video?
Like he did like a live performance. There was a Tron motorcycle on the stage. There was like a spotlight on it, so it was like he wanted you to know it was there, but didn't do anything.
Maybe it was just like, was this when Tron Legacy came out, whatever that movie
was? Yeah, it was a good, it came out like 7 years ago. Did not feel like that long ago.
Oh, so probably not.
And I still watch that movie thinking like, maybe it'll become good at some point, but no. Such potential. Such potential to be a good movie, but it just didn't.
Did not turn out
that way. We've gone off the rails a little bit.
Although I'm looking at the teams that they could be going up against, and it's all very interesting. I don't want to see Florida or Philly because it's boring. Carolina would be, or the Islanders, they're boring too. Tampa or Carolina would be rather interesting.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, Carolina's only 4 points back of Boston. Tampa's only three back, so it's very interesting in terms of who they may end up facing.
It could go against Colorado.
I'm just kidding.
I still would love
to see St. Louis, who's last in the playoff race in the East. They're in the playoffs, but they're the bottom team. They're the eighth team. They're trailing them by 45 points.
Woohoo, man.
They're trailing them by more points than they have.
Man. What are they? Colorado, man. They are in some.
You got to imagine somewhere Patrick Waugh's like, I think I made the right call.
Yeah, like, didn't he just – what was the whole story
he didn't
there?
Agree, he didn't agree – I think it was basically he didn't agree with the direction the organization was going, and he was just like, peace out.
He just left.
He was like, I don't want to do this. This isn't what I want to do. But he's also insane. So, you know, there's that.
Man. All right. All right, so anything else we should cover in Caps World?
No, that's pretty much it. They just got to keep going, keep playing strong. The playoffs started a while ago, so they have to keep acting like it did, because if they start to ease up, that first round is going to get much more difficult.
Very true. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays down on the farm. But before we talk about them, here's a word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? He's a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what is going on down on the farm?
Well, in the past week, Hershey went 2-1 with wins over Binghamton and St. John's. The Bears are currently tied for third in the Atlantic Division, though in the standing it says they're fourth. Not cool. They're tied for third with Providence, 8 back of first place Wilkes-Barre Scranton with a record of 38-19-11. Down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 2-2 in the past week with 2 wins over Atlanta. They're currently fourth in the South Division with a record of 36-27-4. Good for 76 points, 13 back of first place Florida. But they're only 3 back of second place Greenville. So there's certainly an opportunity for them to jump up in those standings. South Carolina will be back at it on Friday and Sunday, both at the North Charleston Coliseum against Orlando. That's what's going on down on the farm.
All right, very cool. So I don't know if you've been seeing this about the Bears or not, but Phoenix Copley has been stealing the show in the last couple games. Dude has been doing great since returning to Hershey, and I think there's been a lot of talk recently, a lot of talk the last week or so, that Philip Grubauer may be becoming a Golden Knight the end of this year. So that pickup of Phoenix Copley from St. Louis may turn out to be a bigger deal than we originally thought it was.
Yeah. I mean, that was interesting in terms of if they end up taking Grubauer. But a lot could happen.
Yeah.
Between now and then. And there's some talk of how Vegas could be making some deals with some teams to not take certain players in exchange for draft, or they'll, you know, make a trade later on for prospects or something like that. So it'll be interesting to see what other teams do and who they pick. But Grubauer is definitely – I think it's going to be either Orlov, Grubauer – or my outside chances, they take Orpik.
They ain't taking Orpik.
If they want a veteran, they want a veteran presence on the defensive end, doesn't have too many years left in his deal, just too many for the Caps.
All right, so we'll see. But Phoenix Copley, welcome back to Chocolate City. I'm happy to have the North Pole Alaska native to be back with the Hershey Bears. But go Sounds Bears.
First name weird.
Go Bears. Go Stingrays. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, everybody, here we go. We're going around the NHL. Plenty of stuff is happening with the Stanley Cup playoffs coming, including some fair pay, I hear. Coach Dan, what's going on around the NHL?
Well, let's start in Pittsburgh, where Sidney Crosby is still being a dickhead.
Well, that's true.
He ended up slashing Ottawa defenseman Mark Methot, and or Methot? I don't know how to say his name, and severing his finger.
Yeah, that was gross.
No, none. Nine disciplinary action was taken by the league. Big
what?
Shocker there. Speaking of dickhead, San Jose's Michael Haley was suspended for one game for roughing Nashville's Cali Yarncroc. That guy's got a cool last name, I'd like to point out.
Sounds like a really bad plastic shoe.
Yarncroc.
Yeah.
The NHL will release the list of protected players and those made available during the expansion draft. Now, there were reports they were going to keep those a secret, and they weren't actually going to tell anyone. The NHL will reveal the lists on June 18th.
Batman.
What a dick.
Keeping secrets.
Yeah, speaking of dickheads again, Gary Bettman. For the first time in 25 years, the Detroit Red Wings will not be fighting for Lord Stanley's Cup. I believe I read that as the longest playoff run in American sports history. And what? Maybe that's not true, but I believe I read that.
The fact that they've gone in the playoffs every
25 years. I mean, you were saying, what, before the broadcast, it was George H.W. Bush
was the president.
Was in office.
Yeah, yeah.
When, I mean, that's 25 years. There are Red Wings fans that have never not known them to be in the playoffs.
Isn't that Mike Green's number with the Red Wings, 25?
Ooh, conspiracy.
Inception.
The Olympics in Pyeongchang will be broadcasted live in the U.S. on NBC. So everyone, enjoy getting up early. Brandon, as we were talking about earlier today over texting,
yeah,
what time are the games going to be on? If it's a 7 p.m. local, they're local, not ours, Pyeongchang local, that's a 6 a.m. start for us.
So, all right. So if it is – oh, they're doing this freaking backwards. It's killing me now. All right. So if it's 8 o'clock – in Baltimore, as it is right now.
It's 11 hours, man.
It is
13 hours, sorry.
It is 9 a.m. the next day.
Yeah, which means it'll be 6 a.m. that morning.
Okay. I feel a little bit better.
They're not traveling through time, you know? Oh, my God, that's happening. We already know what it is.
All right, so if it's a 8 o'clock primetime game in South Korea, we are getting up at 7 a.m. to watch it. On the East Coast of the United States.
Something like that,
we
yeah.
graduated from college, man.
You're getting up. No, I figured it out. You botched it. I got it.
This is why I work in TV.
I will be getting up. All right, so like we're getting up to go to work. You can watch a couple of minutes of the game.
When it was in...
That means all the earlier stuff. Okay, so earlier day in the day stuff, like early afternoon stuff, you may be able to catch... in like the morning or not morning, like afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
On the weekends.
When it was in Sochi, I remember it snowed in Baltimore, and because I used to work at a school, I had off that day, and I got up at 7 to watch USA versus Russia, where we saw our boy Oshie be the shootout champion, and that game was phenomenal. I loved waking up early to watch that game.
You know what I did for that game?
You slept.
I slept in because I DVR'd it, and then I watched it later without going on Twitter because I'm smarter than you.
Because you are not a true American, and you hate America. That's why. You are not a
sure.
patriot like I am, who got up early, drank a beer, and ate some eggs, and watched some hockey.
Because watching hockey is American. Speaking of international hockey.
Hold on. Before we go there.
All right. Go ahead. That's the other thing. But keep going.
One last question about the USA hockey Olympics. Do you think we're going to see Austin Matthews make the USA team?
Yes.
You really think so, even though he's just a rookie?
Yeah, I don't care. Him and Eichel.
Oh, Eichel. You think Eichel too?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And they're going to be on the same line.
Oh, man.
Are they both? Wait, aren't they both centers?
I don't know. But, man, that would be be cool.
No. I think both make the team. Not on the same line. That was a joke. But, yeah, both make the team.
All right. Cool.
Without question. Him and Oshie Carlson, I think, has a good shot. Someone else I'm forgetting. Seth Jones. He's American, right? Yeah. Hang on. I'm looking that up. But, yeah. So, I think they definitely make it. Do you think he's not?
No, I'm just thinking because he's young. You know, there's a lot of guys in front of him.
Yeah, Seth Jones. No, he's making the team. That kid is ridiculous. He's definitely making the team.
All right, cool. I'm all for it.
Unless he goes into like a sophomore slump next year.
Sure.
Well, it's funny you should ask those questions because we don't know if the NHL players will be going.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
Because the IIHF has come out. Is it the IIHF came out or somebody came out and said that they will cover the NHL players' travel and insurance costs? And yet the NHL is like, I don't know. I don't know if we'll let the players go, which some of the players are going to be like, screw you guys. We're going anyways. We know Ovechkin's going to do that. So I still think in the end the NHL is going to cave.
As they always do. They're going to cry and moan a little bit trying to get something. And eventually they'll give up. And then the NHL players – because how bad would the NHL look if they didn't allow their players to represent their countries?
Well, you were talking again before the broadcast where we were talking about the games and the NHL is holding out because they want the players' union – to give in something so we don't have to deal with another lockout, at least for a couple extra years.
Right, right.
You know how much they love their lockouts.
With how great Gary Bettman is at arguing with people, you know, he's great of taking his ball and going home, as we've seen in the past. I'm sorry. But the IIHF was like, all right, guys, it's all good. You guys can come and play. It's cool. We'll pay for your insurance and your travel. No worries. And the NHL was like, where are you getting that money from? And they're like, well, yeah, you know, the clubs
that
are, they're going to be there. We're just going to take it out of some of their stuff. No, we don't like that. And then they're like, and hey, we let you have our players. What are you going to give to us, huh? Give us something good? What are you going to give us? How about CBA? We extend a little bit, maybe 2 more years, huh? Instead of 4 years, maybe 6. Hmm? How about that?
I'm surprised the president wanted another lockout because they love that stuff. Oh, just ever so much. But let's get to the final piece of news. As the U.S. women's national team voted in favor of accepting the USA Hockey's deal. Now, it's interesting that the men's team was reportedly going to also boycott the games if USA Hockey didn't get a deal done with the women's team. Now, both sides did agree to keep the particulars of the deal private, but the women seemed very happy with the deal they got done. So congratulations to them on being able to get what they needed because they're getting screwed over.
The women were able to get, again, like you said, don't know exactly what they got, but they were happy with the deal. They signed it. I think it starts this Friday, the world tournament that they're going to be in. So congratulations to them. And this is a, you know, it's not just for them, but for the future of women hockey on an international level. So good on them. And I'm glad everything was able to get worked out before the tournament started.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing was nonsense in the way the USA Hockey was trying to screw them over.
Yeah. So is that it? Any more news? What we got? What else we got?
No, that's it, man. That's pretty much, I mean, we got Crosby being a dickhead. That dude in San Jose is being a dickhead. The Red Wings will not be going to fight for Lord Stanley's Cup, which is crazy. I do imagine they're going to go into a rebuild pretty soon. Mike Green, wait, choose him. And yeah, the Olympics. Hopefully that works out. Not that we'll be able to watch in a normal freaking hour.
The more things change, the more they stay the same for some of these things, like Sidney Crosby. All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can't. Leave me alone.
That's rude.
That's fine. I don't want to be bothered.
Get those privacy, privacy settings out of there.
You can't find me. I'm hiding. You can find me on Twitter at WTPCoach, and you can find me complaining about all things related to Capitals hockey as well as the Washington Redskins and how freaking stupid they are, Bruce Allen out, and Arsenal Football Club, and they have no idea what they're doing, and they're going to lose Alexis Sanchez, and it's driving me crazy. But yeah, that's WTPCoach Dan. But Brandon, why don't you go ahead and tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
That's right. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment and What the Puck. Go over to our Facebook, Facebook.com/WTP Podcast. Like us over there. Follow us on Twitter at What the Puck Pod. We do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Give us an iTunes review. Be social with the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat. Anywhere you're social on the web. Maybe that new Facebook story thing that they stole from Snapchat.
What is that? Why is that there?
Because Snapchat wouldn't sell their app to Facebook, and they got mad and made their own Snapchat. So, go on to that Facebook Snapface thing and tell people on there that you're listening to What the Puck. Selfie that with some earbuds in and a What the Puck logo on your phone. That's all you got to do. So please spread the word about the show. Let people know about it. And we will be very thankful. Before we get out of here, Coach Dan, what's going to happen? Walking Dead season finale.
Dude, I don't even want to talk about it because I'm not even going to freaking be here.
Oh, poor guy. Poor guy.
Fine. Now, I'm pretty sure I can watch it on, like, Hulu.
Uh-huh. AMC.com, I think, is your
way. Or the AMC wall on my iPad, because I will be out of town again. This is my last time I'm traveling, though, for a while.
Well, that's good.
At least till next December.
Until next month.
I I play indoor soccer, and I was telling them, like, I'm not going to be here next Sunday. And they're like, you're leaving again? Aren't you just over in Europe? And I was like, yeah. It's been a bit of travel lately. That doesn't tend to happen all the time. But I don't know. I think that it's going to go not the way – well, I don't want to spoil it because I read the comics.
You think you're going to stick to the comics? Let me ask you that.
I think yes. Sort of.
Okay.
I think they'll stick to the end result in the comics, but I don't think they'll get as far along as other people who have been reading think.
Okay.
With
how many people got so angry last year with that cliffhanger, even though it was just a cliffhanger.
No. I think they're saying it's going to end more.
Do you think it'll end differently?
A little bit happier note.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought it was going to be another downer.
No. I think they came out and said it's not as bad. See, well, one thing I think they can do, I don't want to spoil anything for anybody.
But don't. It's rude.
Well, because it's not like... Well, it doesn't really... Okay, hold on. Brandon, have you read the comics?
Not this point. I've read up to where they get to Hilltop, and that's it.
All right, then. I won't say anything. But, like... Okay, so do you remember how when they teased the prison at the end of season 2?
Uh-huh.
Or 3? I think that something very similar to that is going to happen. Except it'll be a happier ending, because, like, at that point, everyone was like... Rick was on his Ricktatorship rant and going nuts, and then they're like, oh, let's fall back. Oh, there's a prison. I wonder what's going to happen there. So I think it's going to be something similar to that, where it'll be a happier ending, and then they're going to, like, cut to something else, and you'll be like, uh-oh.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to say what it is.
All right.
But, I mean, there's some stuff upcoming that is a bit nuts.
I'm intrigued at how this whole Dwight relationship thing is going to change, because I don't know the comics. I haven't read up to this point.
Oh, I think he's just had enough of Negan's ass.
But
he's had enough.
So if you're not up to date on Walking Dead spoilers, but like, if he was sick of him, like, why did he go back and frame the doctor? Like, that scene makes no sense to me now. Like, why wouldn't you just hit the road and then goes to hang out with Rick? Why did you go back? And I don't know. That seemed,
maybe you have a plan at that point.
That didn't seem right to me, but I'm intrigued to see like how him and Daryl are going to work together. I don't know how that's going to work out. I think Rick should be like, all right, Daryl, you get 2 minutes with him. Just don't go too crazy.
What? He was like, hold up. Let me bust out this gun. Yeah. Tell him to get on his knees. I was like, all right. So that went the other way. Like, if you wanted to beat him up, just let Daryl beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
So, but that was interesting.
I don't know. All right, so we'll leave it at that. Walking Dead season finale this Sunday. Also this Sunday, Coach Dan, who's going to win, Goldberg or Brock Lesnar for the Universal title? WrestleMania.
Goldberg.
Oh, you suck.
I haven't watched wrestling in a long time.
I know.
But I know that apparently Brock Lesnar is going back to our word of the show, the name of this podcast, this episode will be Dickhead.
I thought it was dumb.
Because as I hear it, it can be both. As I understand, Brock Lesnar is a bit of a dickhead.
Well, yeah, of course he is.
Well, no, because it's different styles. Like, a dumb-dumb is just you're not smart, but a dickhead is a guy who's just a douche.
Yeah.
This conversation got weird.
Yeah, it did. All right, so let's talk about this. Until we talk again, until there's another show, we have March 31st. The Capitals are in Arizona up against the Coyotes. That game is at 10 o'clock, and you can watch that on Comcast Sportsnet Plus. And then April rolls around. April 2nd, Caps in Columbus up against the Blue Jackets. That one's going to be an important one to watch. That game is at 6 o'clock. That's weird. On Comcast Sportsnet Plus. Then on Tuesday, April 4th, the Capitals are in Toronto up against the Maple Leafs. That game's at 7:30, and you can watch that on Comcast Sportsnet locally here in the D.C. metro area. And then on April 5th, the Capitals are back home up against the Rangers, up against Brian O'Halloran's Rangers.
The Rangers!
That game is at 8 o'clock. It is a Wednesday night rivalry night, and that will be on NBC Sports, who has been airing a lot of curling recently. Have you noticed that? A lot of curling on NBC Sports recently.
That's boring.
And then we'll be back, and we'll discuss those games, get you ready for the postseason, because after that, there's two left. Two left after that, so we'll definitely be cheering these boys on for a little bit.
That season went by so fast.
It really did. I can't believe it's already April almost for when we're recording, but by the next show, it will be April, 4 months into 2017. That's insane. Anyway, so we're getting older every day. But
thanks, man.
Yeah, wait for that that pick me
what
up.
What a jerk.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's it. Say it. Or do I sing it or do we say it? We say it loud, don't we? Say it loud. Say it proud. Let's go, Caps. It's a weird show to me.
Should just start singing at the end.
Let's go, Caps.
There you go.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.